Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of NAFCU's 2020 Congressional Caucus. It's a virtual caucus this time around, but some great content nonetheless. And in this one session, NAFCU's President and CEO Dan Berger was chatting up with CFPB Director Kathy Kraninger about various items that are happening in Washington, D.C. And one of the items that he brought up were the three policies that the CFPB introduced last year to promote innovation in the financial services industry and to efficiently comply with existing regulations. So Dan asked Director Kraninger if she could explain how these policies promote consumer protection and help credit unions support innovative approaches with their members. So check it out.
So last year, the CFPB introduced three policies to promote innovation in the financial services industry and encourage more efficient means of complying with existing regulations. Can you explain more about how these policies promote consumer protection and how credit unions can utilize these policies to support innovative approaches with their members?
Definitely. This is a part of our mission that I am truly excited to have taken on. Facilitating innovation and access for all consumers is, as outlined by Congress, as part of our mission. And so that's the way I see the innovation policies that we issued. So we have a no action letter, a compliance sandbox, and a trial disclosure policy. Thankfully, those who would like to engage with us don't have to decide which policy. We'll engage in that conversation. But it's really the opportunity for any entity to see an issue around interpretation or a challenge that they have with respect to a product they'd like to launch and have a conversation with the Bureau about a consumer compliance, either, as I said, challenge, interpretation issue, something that's novel or new that the entity is not sure how the Bureau will respond to it or react to it or what might be required. And so we very much engage in this as a conversation. I'd say I love talking particularly to credit unions and other financial institutions about the trial disclosure policy in particular, because I so frequently hear concerns and questions about all of those notices, all the compliance paperwork that needs to be provided to a customer, whether it's for a credit card application or a mortgage particularly. I hear about that a lot. So ideas you have for consolidating that, for streamlining that, for the time and the process that would be more useful for a consumer to get that information. So those are the kinds of things that the trial disclosure policy can get at. It's an opportunity to test whether consumers' understanding of that compliance notice is enhanced by that timing change, by that streamlining. And we're in fact going to do a tech sprint around the trial disclosure policy as well to try to get some, again, a little more crowdsourcing around this problem so we don't have, a first in challenge to getting somebody to step forward, but do a little more crowdsourcing around this because we are willing to change the rules to get to that, but we need the test first to make sure that we actually enhanced consumer understanding and we got to a better disclosure. And so that's something that we're going to be engaged in very soon too. So I encourage your members and others to participate in the tech sprint, to come forward with ideas. I think we all have the opportunity to do this smarter and better for consumers and for our customers.
Thank you very much for that information, Dan and Kathy, and stay tuned for more coverage of NAFCU's Congressional Caucus here on CU Broadcast.